Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Pearl Thief, written by Elizabeth Wine and read by Maggie Service.
You're a brave lassie.
That's what my grandfather told me as he gave me his shotgun.
Stand fast and guard me, he instructed. If this fellow tries to fight you, give him another dose.
Grandad turned back to the moaning man he'd just wounded. The villain was lying half sunk in the mud on the edge of the riverbank, clutching his leg where a cartridge full of lead pellets had emptied into his thigh. It was a late summer evening, my last with Grandad before I went off to boarding school for the first time, and we'd not expected to shoot anything bigger than a rabbit. But here I was aiming a shotgun at a living man while Grandad waded into the burn, which is what we call the River Fern where it flowed through his estate, so he could tie the evildoer's hands behind his back with the strap of his shotgun.
Rape a burn, would you?
Grandad railed at him while he worked.
I've never seen the like. You've destroyed that shell bed completely. 200 river mussels roundabout, piled there like a midden heap. And you've not found a single pearl, have you? Because you don't know a pearl mussel from your own backside. You're like a bank robber that's never cracked a safe or seen a banknote.
It is true. The man had torn through dozens of river mussels, methodically splitting the shells open one by one in the hope of finding a rare and beautiful Scottish river pearl. The flat rock at the edge of the riverbank was littered with the broken and dying remains. Grandad's shotgun was almost too heavy for me to hold steady. I kept it jammed against my shoulder with increasingly aching arms. I swear by my glorious ancestors, that man was twice Grandad's size. Of course, Grandad was not a very big man. None of us Murrays are very big. And he was in his 70s, even though he wasn't yet ill. The villain had a pistol. He dropped it when he'd been hurt, but it wasn't out of reach. Without me there to guard Grandad as he bound the other man, they might have ended up in a duel. Brave! I felt like William Wallace, guardian of Scotland. The wounded man was both pathetic and vengeful.
I'll see you in Sheriff Court,
he told my grandfather, whining and groaning.
I'm not after salmon and there's no law against pearl fishing, but it's illegal to shoot a man.
Grandad wasn't scared.
This is a private river.
Those tinker folk take pearls here all the time. They come in their tents and bide a week like gypsies and go away with their pockets full.
No tinker I know would ever rape a burn like this. And they've the decency to ask permission on my private land. There's laws and laws. Respect for a river and its creatures goes unwritten. And the written law says I can haul you in for poaching on my beat, whether it's salmon or pearls or anything else.
Whisht!
Never mind what you were doing in the water. You pointed your own gun at my wee granddaughter.